Digital Experience Platform. We call that Composable DXP. That comes when you extend beyond CMS and add capabilities like personalization, automation, optimizing the content, optimizing for the platform that you're delivering to, incorporating AI. So as you add on beyond just the content hub, you're essentially creating a digital experience platform to power your world's best digital experience.
Hello and welcome to a very special podcast, Unusual Suspects. I'm your host, Gaurav Chaudhary. This is a series about unraveling stories of entrepreneurs, investors, professionals who are disruptors, yet not in your face. The disruptions have consistently delivered on the purpose and the mission they've embarked on. Their values are as strong as the mission. While they're ruthless in pursuing their ambition, they don't stray from being leaders who are not just admired for the vision and relentless pursuit, but also for how they're building an ecosystem of believers who consistently push the boundaries. In each episode, I speak to one such leader, talking to her or him or them about their businesses, lives, inspirations, interests, challenges, pivot moments and turning points, successes, failures, and of course, the little joys of life and work. Unusual Suspects streams on earshot.in, spotify.com, Apple Podcasts, YT Music, moneycontrol.com, and a host of other podcast streaming platforms and directories. For this episode, I'm delighted to have Neha Sampat, co-founder and CEO Content Stack, a leading composable digital experience platform. She spearheaded $80 million Series C funding round in 2022, bringing the total capital to $175 million US in 4 years. Welcome to Unusual Suspects, Neha. Delighted to have you on the show.
Hi, Gaurav. Thank you for having me. Really excited to be here.
Okay, Neha, let's start off with a very fundamental question for my own understanding and the understanding of the listeners. You know, Content Stack was founded with the avowed belief and the proclaimed belief that it can make it easier and faster for companies to create better digital experiences. Help me understand this. What is the problem that you are solving? For whom and how? Neha?
Absolutely. Yes. So the problem that we were solving, if you think about going back to a few years ago, maybe 10 or 15 years ago, when the only real place that digital content was consumed was on a website, and most of those websites were static, the content wasn't changing often, and it didn't really matter who you were, you got the same content. The world has changed dramatically, where we now consume content on several different digital channels, including the web and mobile apps and digital screens everywhere we go, our watches, screens inside kiosks at the stores that we walk into. And so because the world has changed so much and content can no longer be static and it has to be more personalized, we have created a content management system that actually allows you to do that. And that's where Content Stack was essentially born. It was born out of wanting to challenge the status quo and making it possible for the world's best brands to create really cool digital experiences.
Absolutely. And how far do you think you have been able to solve that problem, and how far you believe that you've reached that goal, Neha?
I truly believe that we are now a leader in this space, and we're actually taking over a lot of the traditional players that have done content management in a more traditional way. Content Stack's now a global company. We have about 500 employees around the world, 300 of which are in India. And we've created this modern way of delivering content. We've got lots of really iconic and cool brands like Alaska Airlines, ASICS, Burberry, Mattel, Mitsubishi, Walmart, that are all using Content Stack to improve their digital experiences. And we're on our way to doing much bigger and better things.
You know, Neha, for those unfamiliar, can you explain what a headless CMS and a composable digital experience platform, DXP, what do they stand for, and how does it differ from a traditional content management system, Neha?
Yeah, absolutely. And the word headless is confusing and I don't love it, and it wasn't something that I invented, but it exists. So I'll explain what that means. So if you go back to the idea that content is consumed in many channels, which I just talked about, that also means many regions, many languages. And the traditional way was that you were just consuming content on one channel. Headless CMS enables you to create the content once, essentially like having a hub, and then delivering it to any of those channels. Traditionally, the content and the channel were one big thing. So when you take the quote unquote head off, or the presentation layer, or the channel at which the content's being delivered, you're now making this software way more efficient, hence the name headless. So essentially, headless CMS is separating the content layer, or the hub and the brain behind how content is delivered, from the presentation layer or the head where it's being consumed. And that's essentially headless CMS. And then you take that to the next level of composable digital experience platform. We call that composable DXP. That comes when you extend beyond CMS and add capabilities like personalization, automation, optimizing the content, optimizing for the platform that you're delivering to, incorporating AI. So as you add on beyond just the content hub, you're essentially creating a digital experience platform to power your world's best digital experience.
Absolutely. And, you know, just to understand, what is the kind of, if I am a retail brand, and it's, what is the kind of support content stack is giving for omni-channel experiences to me?
Yeah, so for retail brands, if you think about what they're dealing with, they need a unified place to have content managed. So having that centralized hub is where it starts. And that allows the brands to manage and distribute content across various platforms, websites, mobile apps, in-store kiosks, and more, all from a centralized place. But what becomes really interesting is all the other pieces that retailers care about, which is they need to be able to connect to an e-commerce platform. They need to be able to know what type of inventory they have. So they're connecting to their inventory app managers or their digital asset managers. They need to have the scalability and flexibility to change over the course of a holiday period or a sale or something special that's happening with a new release. And doing all of that in a way that's scalable and flexible, and then also being able to preview content for holidays or special releases, or personalizing it based on which location you're in, or whether you're a male or a female, what region you're in, what language that content should be delivered in. All of that is powered from the hub, which is the unified content management that Content Stack provides.
Content stack and content management systems generally otherwise also enable real-time updates and personalized shopping across the web and also mobile. What is it that Content Stack is doing that other CMSs are not doing so far as real-time updates and personalized experiences are concerned if I'm a shopper?
Yeah, absolutely. So given that CMS are typically integrated with content management systems and inventory management, you typically can create related automations on the back end to ensure that you're not displaying items that are no longer available for purchase, for example. So one thing that Content Stack has that the other CMSs don't have built in is an automation platform. We call it Content Stack Automate, which allows you to connect the dots between all the different systems and tools you're using, which becomes really important when you have a composable system, because you may be using Content Stack for CMS, but a third-party system for commerce or for digital asset management. So having the ability to do, if something happens in this system, then trigger this content in this system is super important. So automation is at the beginning of that. Secondly, we recently announced our personalization product, which is called Content Stack Personalized, which allows you to create variants of how you're going to deliver content to different demographics, different types of buyers, audiences, segments, regions, languages, all of those types of things. And Content Stack allows you to create those types of experiences. And with AI, we're starting to see the ability to even create real-time types of experiences that are able to then deliver content in a real-time way with the help of both AI and automation. So you're kind of moving into this world where it used to be very manual, and now with automation and AI, you can make personalized experiences really, really interesting.
So essentially, just to understand, you can tell your story in any language, isn't it? And you can engage customers in every market with personalized omni-channel content through Content Stack. Is that what you're trying to do? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, essentially, we have to go back to the basics, which is that brands want to remain relevant. We're in a bit of a crisis right now where, you know, for brands to stay engaged with their users, they have to break through a lot of noise. because content is everywhere, and it is sometimes confusing because you don't know what's real, what is AI serving you. And so brands are trying to regain control of that experience, and they're trying to do it in a way that's still engaging audiences and giving them the ability to consume content in the ways that they want. And if you think about different demographics, like some people still love long form content, some people like snippets or tiny videos, or videos that that they can consume in seconds while they're in between rides on a train. And so brands now have that burden of creating content in so many different ways in order to engage their audiences and create them in ways that are personalized and relevant so that they continue to engage with the brand.
Yeah, indeed. And let's change tack a bit, and let's also trying to understand something on that you were doing for the sports, gaming, and entertainment industry. You say that a headless CMS is designed for delivering VIP digital experiences and enhancing fan connection. How does it work, Neha?
Yeah, so that's a really cool example. If you think about attending a game in person versus watching a game at home, those experiences are completely different, right? So if you're interacting with your mobile app, watching a game from home, what you might see on the screen might be a way to engage with social media or to interact with other players that might be watching or other viewers that might be watching from home. Versus if you're actually going to the arena or the stadium to watch a game, you may have everything from something navigating you to where to park, to ticketless entry into the arena, to navigating to your seat, maybe pointing out where there might be shorter lines in or shorter queues in restrooms. You may see that you've been to that game before and you purchased a medium-sized t-shirt. And so you may get an offer for another medium-sized t-shirt or something to complement that, like a sweatshirt in your size. So it's really about like what's the in stadium experience, which is really thinking about the locale, where you are, what you're experiencing at that time, and how to engage with the brand, or in this instance, with the team, in order to have the best experience possible. Versus if you were watching from home or from, where if you're away and out of town and watching from another state.
Absolutely. Now, finally, there's this whole question of data privacy and also content bias, which is the flip side of AI. While AI brings in a lot of efficiency, but there is also a question of content bias and prejudices that might come in. How can companies generally overcome these obstacles, Neha?
Yeah, absolutely. So ContentStack has introduced a tool called BrandKit, which essentially is a companion to your AI language learning model. So when you're, if you're experimenting with AI as a company, you typically adopt a language learning model, which is essentially building knowledge about your company, your brand, your customers, your public data, and that's where the information that's delivered comes from. If you add the layer, which is BrandKit, we created the ability to add a knowledge vault, which gives you the access to all of the predetermined approved content associated with your brand and your products, as well as the ability to add your brand voice and over time also visual identity and colors and all of the things that are approved with your brand. If you attach that brand kit layer to your language learning model, you start to make AI smarter and more in line with what you're able to deliver to your end users and what you want them to see. And really, if you think about AI, we're basically now experimenting with it as professionals. Over time, it goes from like right now where we have assisted autonomous driving and we're still in the driver's seat to thinking about, at some point we're going to be very comfortable just getting in the back seat of an autonomous vehicle and letting it drive us around. In the same way, AI is now learning and creating its model in which it will eventually be good enough where we will trust it to deliver the content without having to check it. But today we have checks and balances in place and content is checked before it goes out. It's just accelerating the pace at which we can create content for various situations and audiences.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Neha, for taking the time out and dropping by to have this conversation with us and sharing your deep insights and perspective on a variety of issues, including composable digital experience platforms and what exactly actually a headless CMS means. I agree with you, that's a word that is probably can be used a little less while trying to explain the product and the solutions that you're creating. And also talking about broader issues of data privacy, content bias, and technical complexity when using AI-enhanced content management. Thank you so much for sharing your deep insights with us, Neha.
Thank you, Gaurav. It was such a pleasure to be on the show. I appreciate it.